Heartburn is a really common ailment and something that we deal with a lot in our day-to-day or perhaps week-to-week life. And a lot of times we just disregard it. We're like, oh, it's annoying, it's inconvenient, it sometimes disrupts our sleep, but we're not diving deeper into it. We might go to the doctor, they might give us a prescription for something that helps temporarily to alleviate the symptoms, but it's not really diving into the root cause. And we know that because they say, only take this medication for 40 days or for 6 weeks. We're still not getting to the root cause of what is going on with heartburn. So in this episode, I really want to dive into heartburn and why I never ignore it and you shouldn't either. Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome, friends. I just wish that I had a dollar for every time someone told me, oh, and I have a little bit of mild heartburn, or my husband has a lot of heartburn, or my kids have a lot of heartburn, indigestion, acid reflux, things that they've been on medications for years. When this is a problem, we really want to stop and acknowledge how big of a problem this is. So I want you to stop and think with me for a moment. The function of your stomach in the digestive process, okay? So when we think about how the first step, we're chewing our food, we're breaking it down, we're swallowing it, and it's going from our esophagus into our stomach. In the stomach is where that food is churning and burning, as I like to say. It's mixing with our gastric juices, our stomach acid, to become more acidic. It's also breaking those food particles down, right? That's essentially the role of the acid at our stomach. So if you just ate some beautiful cheeseburger, it's going to take all of the components that went into that meat that the animal itself put into its muscle to break it down into those amino acids and those vitamins and minerals that are present there. So I like to think of it this way. If we're really focusing on getting this beautiful high quality food into our bodies, onto our plates and into our homes, then we also need to be sure that once it comes into our body, that we're digesting those foods well. If we're not, then that beautiful nutrient dense food isn't really helping us very much. And in fact, the result is if we're not breaking food down in the stomach, if we don't have enough support at the level of the stomach, then every time we eat, we're going to have a new source of inflammation to the rest of our body. I think when we put it that way, it helps us to see like, oh, wow, this is a really big deal. This is something I need to dive into and support more of. And so I just want to talk to you a little bit about some of the things I'm thinking when somebody tells me they have heartburn. So the very first thing I'm thinking is not what you would think. It's not that this person in front of me has too much stomach acid. Generally, when we have indigestion or reflux into our throat, it's actually because there's not enough acidity in the stomach. So let me explain this, because it definitely feels like there is enough acidity, right? And that's why it's backing up. But the reality of what's happening here is that we have a valve between our esophagus and our stomach. And when the food that we chewed and swallowed gets sent down into the esophagus, as it meets with the gastric juices, when it gets to a certain pH, that valve will close. And that valve will close, and then the food will start to commence the churn and burn process, okay? If there's not enough acidity in the stomach, that valve that wants to close before, so that you don't have a burning feeling in your esophagus, which by the way is not designed to handle a very low pH like the tissue in your stomach is, if that valve instead stays open, then we're going to have some backup, right? Think of the body still eventually needs to do this churning and burning. And if that valve stays open, then it's going to overflow or back up into our esophagus, and in some cases even higher. I definitely, especially in some of my pregnancies, have had that, like I just feel it in the back of my throat. Sometimes people might throw up from it as well, but it essentially just feels like you already are partially throwing up from that acidity in your throat. So that's the first thing I'm thinking is, why is this person not making enough stomach acid? Sometimes this is a result of having indigestion for a long time, because what happens here is there's this beautiful cycle when it's working well, where the food goes to our stomach and it's broken down into all those components, the amino acids and the vitamins and minerals. And then we take those things that we need to be able to further other functions in our body, and we make more stomach acid. So one in particular that's very important for stomach acid production is zinc. Well, one of the best ways to metabolize our zinc is through animal protein sources. One of the hardest things to break down down if our stomach acid is insufficient is animal protein sources. So you see how all of a sudden, if we are not having enough stomach acid for a while and it continues for where our stomach is operating in a more base environment, that is going to be a long-term problem. Another reason that we can see, or I'm thinking maybe they don't have enough stomach acid, is if somebody went a long time without eating animal protein sources. So if somebody was a vegetarian or vegan for a very long time, that also could be another reason that they're not making enough stomach acid. As I mentioned, animal protein sources are the best way to get zinc. And so if we just take those out of the diet for a long time, we may need to be able to support your body's function of digestion by adding more acidity to your stomach. Now, I always recommend doing this with somebody really helping support you through this process, because we don't want to just jump in with acid, right? If we jump in with acid, when your throat, your gastric tissues in your throat are already very sensitive and inflamed, it is just going to add fire to that fire. We first need to soothe and heal those tissue, support anything else that we need to support with the function of your digestion, and then move forward from there. Also, another reason I never recommend ignoring stomach acid is because when we think about the whole digestive process, starting again in your mouth, which actually we would start in the brain if we were talking through the first step in digestion, is interacting with our food. It's smelling it. It's as we prepare it to cook, we're actually changing the saliva enzymes. Our body does this naturally, where it's activating certain enzymes based on the smells and the different foods that you're about to consume. And then when you start to chew the food, it starts to break it down with the saliva and the enzymes that are there with whatever food you're about to consume. So then, like I mentioned, it goes to our stomach, and then it will be joined with bile and digestive enzymes from your pancreas to be able to break down some of those other components. And then the food passes from the small intestine into the large intestine and eventually out the bowels. So if sometimes we really focus on things like, oh my gosh, it's my bowel movements. I'm just having really loose stools or really hard to pass stools. That's important, yes, but I'm always thinking what earlier in the process is showing us dysfunction that we need to support that, because otherwise it's only going to be a band-aid solution, right? I do want to be sure that you're having a bowel movement every single day, but if we need to support your stomach acid production and we're completely ignoring that and only focusing on regular, consistent bowel movements, we're doing your body a major disservice, and we need to really go higher up the digestive process, if you will. So I hope this helps you. There's so much that we can do. We just really want to be intentional about not ignoring these symptoms and really diving into the root cause and how we can help support our body. Now, you might be wondering if you're already on a PPI or an acid blocking medication, or if you're regularly taking Tums or something of that sort. Hey friend, are you struggling with trying to figure out how to support your hormones naturally? You're sick of all these other solutions that you're hearing about that are artificial or outside of your control? Then grab my free ebook. It's all about how to balance your hormones naturally. The link is in the description to this podcast episode. There's so much we can do to take our health back into our own hands and feel better. So let's get started today. What do we do in that situation? The approach that I would take is always working alongside of your doctor to try to wean you off of those before we can add acidity back into your stomach. Obviously, that's something that we would also want to focus on, healing those tissues, the esophagus tissue that has been exposed to a lot of acidity. That is a huge step of that process as well. But we never want to add more acidity to the stomach while also taking a PPI or taking a large amount of antacids, because they're really counteracting each other. And long term, we could have just as many problems, if not worse. So the other thing, and I want to leave you on a note of hope, that we always want to be mindful of, is that when we start taking more acidity in our meals, in our digestive process to support our body's ability to break food down, the good news is that over time, you're not going to need as much acidity or any at all. Your body eventually will start to break those foods down again and then no longer need help in the ability to break down those protein sources, to get enough zinc, to make more stomach acid. And so it is a really beautiful thing to see, right? We can have a lot of symptoms that are speaking very loud to us, but then we can move on from that place and be like, wow, I never really have heartburn anymore. I do notice my digestive system is working a lot better. So I want you to know that too. This is not something you will always have to deal with. It's just something we really want to listen to and support your body through.